Des Moines Classic Rock 95 KGGO joining me on the line right now. The one, the only, the guitarist for the nation's number one yacht rock band. We had a great time with those guys a little bit earlier this summer. Of course, I'm talking about Yachtly Crew. Tommy Bowie on the line right now. Tommy, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to the members of the KGGO Rock and Roll Air Force.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we are having a blast. I'm still riding the high from when we got to see you guys back here at the Valor Ballroom a few months ago. Absolutely amazing time. Tommy, I've been to a number of shows. This is probably the most fun I've ever had at a live concert.
Man, thank you so much. That's so great to hear. We really aim for that. You know, we always say, like, anybody could go up and play the song, but people want to be entertained. So we're trying to bring a larger-than-life show with smoke and lights and choreography and crowd interaction. So we really, we really appreciate hearing when the fans receive what we wanted them to receive.
Oh, yeah, and I've talked to a number of listeners that were at that event as well. We had a little pre-party action going on in the bar downstairs. Everybody was just having a blast. It was a fun time. Like I said, just insane amount of energy all night long. You guys put on one hell of a show, and it's an amazing performance.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, if we're not sweating by the end of it, we're not doing it right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that can be said about a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure. And but honestly, we're just up there having so much fun. And we find that when we have fun with and mess around with each other on stage and really just put a smile on, the crowd really feels that as well, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It translates through to the audience. You know, you guys have a new album on the way out, Seize the Night. You guys have an original song on this one. What was it like to sit down and kind of go through the process of writing and working on your own material?
Well, actually, this song, Pain of Losing You, was written for us by the great Diane Warren. We have written our own songs in the past, so I can talk about that. But for Pain of Losing You, Diane Warren wrote this, who wrote I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. She wrote If I Come Back Time by Cher, Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge. So she's a legendary songwriter. And so she knew our management, and she said, hey, I have a song for Yachtly Crew. So we were like, oh, this is amazing. So now it's top 20 on the Billboard charts.
Yeah,
so I didn't even have to sit down and write the song. It was great. No, but we definitely like to write our own stuff too. And we, our original Sex on the Beach, I co-wrote with Philly Ocean. And, it's a fun thing to try to capture that sound from the 70s and 80s, but also make it modern and new at the same time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I took away from when we got to see you guys live. Just these are the classic sounds, the classic songs, but it still translates and resonates with the modern audience.
Yeah, I mean, we try to balance that line, you know, where it's like we really want to be faithful to the original songs, and we're not trying to change the melodies too much and we're playing the chords as they are in the record. But we're also going to, you know, turn the distortion on my guitar up a little bit, and our drummer is going to hit a little harder than they did back then, you know. We're a high-energy rock show for sure. Even though we play soft rock and sip on tea while you watch our show, you know, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it's soft rock, but there ain't nothing soft about it as far as you guys are performing. On the line with me right now, Tommy Bowie, guitarist for Yachtly Crew. Tommy, what's one of your favorite songs that, you know, you guys really get amped up when you're up there on stage playing?
Well, I'm a big Steely Dan guy, and I'm the guitar player, so I love when we play Reeling in the Years. That's like, you know, it's a lot of guitar solos throughout the whole song, so I really get to, flex my muscles in that way. And I'm just a big Steely Dan fan, so that's probably would be my favorite to play for sure.
I'll have to let Sam, our Nights and Weekends gal, know that she's a huge Steely Dan fan. So definitely.
Cool. Yeah, you got to come out to a show.
Oh, yeah, she was there with us. She had found her way up onto the road,
even,
I think. I'm too old to be up there in the middle of everything. Even at a soft rock show, was bouncing around a little bit too much. I felt it for a few days after the fact.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, well, that's great that she's a Steely Dan fan. I'll have to talk Dan nerdiness with her.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of just been fun to sort of, you know, when I first heard about you guys and then seeing some of the stuff that you've done and then seeing you live and then sitting down and watching the Yacht Rock documentary on HBO Max and seeing, you know, clips and interviews and things like that. What was it like for you guys to be asked to be a part of that documentary?
We are so excited. I mean, it's like, you know, that's kind of the quintessential Yacht Rock documentary. And the director was just so kind. He had been to our show, so he was a big fan of ours as well. He's like, hey, guys, we want to come and we want to film your show live. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. And we definitely have felt a bump since that came out in awareness of our band, for sure.
Oh, I love it. And it's hot right now. You know, Yacht Rock is seeing a big resurgence and you guys are a large, you know, part of that. When you guys started working together, was it always sort of a plan to sort of put together this, you know, Yacht Rock, I don't want to say cover band, but tribute band? Or did it just sort of like branch off into one thing? How did this all come to be for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of are just a bunch of musicians that basically the drummer and bass player have known each other for years. So they kind of started it and then they put out an ad and I answered it. And then I helped bring in pretty much the rest of the band members. So it kind of happened like that. But, you know, we didn't know if we were going to get booed off the stage our first show. And we would call venues and they would be like, what? Yacht Rock? What? You want to do what? What is it? You know? And then we played our first show and there was a line down the street and they changed their tune real quick. You know, but it's really just been so much fun since the beginning and has exceeded our expectations time and time again. Every time we're like, all right, well, this has been cool and this is probably going to be the top. It goes to another level, you know?
Oh, I love it.
So now I'm calling you from the back lounge of our tour bus on our way to Dallas. So it's crazy, man.
Hey, see, there you go. You know, you go from, hey, do we even want you guys on this show to now touring the country, you know, touring the world, calling from the back of the bus there on the way to Dallas. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You never know what can happen.
You never know exactly what could happen. Seize the Night is the album. The brand new single, Pain of Losing You, is out now. Video, everything available for purchase over at yachtleycrew.com. You guys are out there active on social media everywhere. Let the listeners know where they can find you guys and follow you.
You can find everything at yachtleycrew.com. Our links to all our social, our tour dates. You can buy our record from Earache Records, Seize the Night, at yachtleycrew.com. Just go to our website, and that will take you everywhere you need to be.
All right, Tommy. Hey, thanks for taking time out your day to talk with us here. Good luck with the show in Dallas tonight. Cannot wait for you guys to circle back through Des Moines, Iowa.
And we will be back in Des Moines. We love that venue and love the crowd there. So we're excited to get back to Iowa.
Well, we're ready here to roll out the red carpet for you guys when you make the trip back up here.
All right. We'll see you then.